Hey, welcome back to another episode of Big Facts No Cap, the only podcast with Paul and Adrian that's number one with short tees and women in their 40s. Let's get big factin', let's get no capping. I am your captain.
Big facts. No.
Cap.
Big facts. No.
Cap.
No cap.
Big facts. No.
Cap.
Big facts. No.
Cap.
No cap.
Big facts. No.
Cap.
No cap.
Charlie was telling me the other day about how one of his kids is getting old enough that's like fun to go camping with her, but the other one just tries to eat everything off of the forest floor. And I was like, Charlie, come on, that's just girl dinner. You can't stop your kid from doing that. Yeah, that's something called intuitive eating that women are doing nowadays. But yeah, I think I did that, and at one point I also started doing a joke about, like, you know, we had to have people like your daughter in our societies, you know, evolutionarily, you had to have your people who were willing to eat stuff off the forest floor.
I mean, obviously what you're saying is bullshit, but it does signal that she's not going to be a picky eater, or, like, I mean, I would consider that a good trait in a kid. I'd be like, hell yeah. I can go get Thai food with her when she's older instead of one of those kids where we can only go to Applebee's or restaurants that have chicken tenders.
Chicken tenders and buffalo wings, baby.
Ooh, buffalo wings are spicy, man. What are you doing to these white people?
I don't know. I feel like that's one of the ones. And as much as chicken tendies get memed on, that's the other one, is like white guy who just eats buffalo wings.
Dude, I fuck with buffalo wings.
Oh, I'm trying to fuck with tendies.
You know what I think is not a great wing flavor, but it gets put on a lot of wing flavor menus? Teriyaki.
You know, I actually agree with that. I actually think, one of my hot takes, I think 90% of sauces for wings are bad. I almost always go buffalo or something kind of spicy or something like that, or good dry rub even. But I think if you go to Buffalo Wild Wings, mango habanero, like spicy Asian or whatever, they're all not good. Garlic parm, usually not good either.
They get too adventurous. I think they want to have a long list, but it's like the spicy garlic parm or whatever. It's just like, that's not good. Like, I don't know.
Or like,
I don't know if that's actually what, but it's always some shit like that.
Vague Asian zing.
Vague Asian zing.
Yeah, I mean, a lemon pepper and a buffalo and, like, maybe a salt and vinegar dry rub is, like, that's like, 75% of what I would go for at any given point for a wing.
Dude, one time around my old roommate, I ordered lemon pepper wings, and he was like, oh, is that because of the Atlanta episode? I was like, no, that's a, like, I didn't order wet lemon pepper. Regular lemon pepper is a standard wing flavor. Mm-hmm. That's a wing everybody gets. Atlanta didn't invent that. It annoyed me so fundamentally that he was trying to attribute a very normal choice to, like, oh, you're doing a pop culture reference.
That is how you make decisions in your life.
Talking about basing my life off of pop culture references, I just finished season 2 of Reservoir Dogs, so I think I'm going to go through the phase you went through last year and just start saying Skoden way too much and way too offensively.
Why does Phil had such a bad impression of Willie Jack, but he kept trying to do it because he just liked the voice. Skoden! Season 2 is the one that ends with the really emotional beach scene, right?
Yeah, I was, I guess I'll do a little bit of media roundup right here, right now. I thought that was really good, and it honestly, it was a tearjerker, and then afterwards it got me thinking about how I complain about forced tearjerkers in other shows and why this one was different. And I still don't have, like, the best way of wording it, but I do think, like, it earned it. Like, it has built this up for 2 seasons and these characters, and it didn't feel like they just set up something at the beginning of the episode and just forced it to be emotional. Like, it was a very earned emotional scene. Whereas, you know, I always complain about, like, Parks and Rec or other shows with emotional scenes pulling hat tricks or sleight of hands to make something that, like, is unearned feel emotional, or BoJack Horseman.
Yeah.
Does that a lot. But yeah, no, I loved it. Izzy rightfully called me out on the fact that I definitely tried to pretend I didn't like that show for a while because Taika Waititi made it.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was actually going to say, yeah. I assumed that's why it was so good and so earned and so well written was Taika's contribution.
Taika Waititi. Yeah.
No, I think it's pretty well established that he's, like, a producer, right? Like, Sterling Harjo does all, like, the actual, like, writing and stuff and directing.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah, you see, I'm not wrong for thinking he's a clown when he makes his own stuff.
Yeah.
Look, I'm sorry. Taika Waititi is just this era's Joss Whedon. And if you don't see that, I can't talk to you.
Joss Queen. Do you think people were doing that in his life?
Joss Queen.
Oh, you know, no one ever, like, this is why I like talking to my lab tech Joe, is because he makes references that no one in my life is going to make a reference to, and it lets me do things that I'm not normally able to do. So, like, he brought up the show Firefly, and I got to do the thing where I was like, oh, I heard it's terrible, and I only got, like, one season. and, like, no one else in my life is going to bring up that show, so I love that he did that. I don't know what made me think about that, but yeah.
What was his reaction? Did he know you were being an ass? Was he like, no, man, it's actually real good.
It's a little 50-50. It's real good. Yeah, yeah. He was like, well, I mean, they put it on a Tuesday night or whatever, like, and they didn't air, like, half the episodes or whatever, and I was like, Joe, I know
it's supposed to be a good show. They aired them out of order. They aired them out of order from how they were filmed or intended to be released.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Come on, it didn't even have a fighting chance, Adrian.
I've heard all of this. Dorley was a fan, so yeah, I was like, I got you, dude. I'm just, really? I'm just teasing you.
Of course Dorley would be a fan that mainly had cis white men written by a cis white man.
Yeah, a now canceled cis white man, or am I remembering incorrectly?
Yeah, he had the most unforced error of all time, which is he just came out in an interview and was like, yeah, I'm crazy sexist, huh?
That's cool.
Yeah, I don't know why he did it, but he did it.
Now it all makes sense. Did you have any other media roundup?
No.
Nice. I watched Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for Cheap Movie Tuesday, and it was a funny ass movie. I liked it, and you know, it's got a lot of fun people in it. So check it out if you can see it for $5. And then hopefully next week I'll be bringing
Teenage Movie Tuesday Turtles.
Exactly. You missed the N one, which I feel like would have been your favorite.
Whoa. I never even say that letter. That's how careful I am.
And then hopefully next week I'll be bringing in Porco Rosso, which I'm going to go see tomorrow. Oh, on Tuesday, which...
Well, I feel like you know I love that one so much, and so you're going to come in with a take that you don't like it to hurt me.
Oh, no, I'm really excited for it. That's like the one when they put Ghibli movies back into theaters. I was like, Porco Rosso, that's the one that I want to watch in theaters.
I don't know. I feel like you're going to try to use this to hurt me, man.
I don't make my opinions based on your feelings, Paul. Facts don't care about your feelings.
You 100% do. Everybody knows you mainly pick your opinions based on what you think will be most hurtful.
We'll have to wait till next week to see.
I'm joking. I do like it when people disagree with me.
Yeah. Disagreement's what makes the world go round. A high school teacher once said that, and famously my friend Jordan said, what? No, that's not true. What do you mean? You can't just say that and act like it's true.
I was just about to make fun of that. Like, I disagree with, I think I should be free, and they disagree and think I should be a slave.
And that's what makes the world go round. Anything you've been up to this week?
Yeah, Izzy was in town for the whole week, so had a good time.
Oh, shit.
We had a great picnic yesterday.
That sounds adorable.
It was.
I know you love meats and cheeses and crusty bread.
Yeah, is it called The Culture? I think it's called The Culture, but I just ordered a cheese platter from there, and it's a little pricey, but super worth it. They give you, like, a beautiful pre-made cheese and meats platter. Ooh. Because Izzy's vegetarian, I asked them to just do only one meat and mostly cheeses, and it was delicious.
Sounds good. Good to hear that you touched grass.
Yeah.
Or did you just touch your blanket on top of the grass?
You know, we didn't bring a blanket because we thought we could get a picnic table. But when we got there, you know, the families were having cookouts, man. There was a cookout going on, and we were not invited
to the cookout.
Kamala had not sent us the invitation.
Damn.
But it seemed really fun. There was people playing horseshoes, and I was like, what? People still play horseshoes? That's cool.
That is a throwback.
You know when you go to a park and it feels like you're just, like, in an abandoned field?
Yeah.
If there's not enough people. It is nice when a park actually has, like, the guy throwing a frisbee to his dog and a cookout in the corner and a kid's birthday party. You're like, it's a real park.
Wow, Paul, what main character energy that all these people are just background characters for the aesthetics of your picnic.
That's true.
Yeah, I agree. It is cool to have those guys. I'm glad that guy wanted to go play frisbee that day.
How about you, man? I know you've been, feels like you've been hustling in the lab, hustling, get your research and stuff done.
Yeah.
How's your week been?
Yeah, it's been all right.
On your grind?
It's been a lot of that. The old ball and chain was gone. I feel so weird calling Nicole that. Nicole was gone for an extra week than Pierce was. So I was trying to goad him out into going out a lot. And he really stuck to his, I'm trying to be healthier. I'm not doing anything during the week, but we can go out during the weekend. And I was like, hell yeah, brother, let's go.
Why don't you ask him to go out and do healthy things with you, like ride your bikes or take a walk or something?
That sounds so boring. What are you talking about?
Well, I don't know, man. What, you're just going to be alone for the whole week?
I was all alone. No, we did have fun yesterday, though. We went, we met up at a brewery, then we went to get some dank-ass tacos. There was a point where we were pulling out of the brewery where we were both turning around, like a U-turn, basically, from the side street parking. And when we got to the next place, Pierce comes over to me and he's like, I kind of feel like we had a Fast and Furious moment when we were driving out of that last place. And I was like, dude, I had the exact same thought while we were pulling out. I was like, bro, it looks like we're fucking rolling out right now with a mission. And then we went to, so the Leagues Cup final was on Apple TV with an MLS subscription. So I called like every sports bar / like soccer focused bar in Sacramento, and all of them were like, yeah, no, we're not doing that. We're not showing that. We don't have Apple TV plus the MLS subscription. And I was like, all right. So I ended up pirating the game and we just watched it from the Irish pub in town, which was very fun. It was a good game. We got to the—
What's your sports pirating strategy? Do you go to a specific Reddit? Do you just Google like that game's name plus stream?
The subreddit that used to host illegal streams got kicked off of Reddit. But if you do look up like soccer streams Reddit, a third party website that is like a legacy of that comes up and helps you get games.
Cool.
Yeah. And actually, the stream worked pretty well. The main thing that was an issue was that there was a guy who came into the bar later, like near the end of the game, and was watching it on his phone, and he clearly had the actual sports package. So we were very clearly like 3 minutes behind where he was in real time because the stream was lagging. And so just like every time he reacted to something, we were like, shut up, shut up. We don't know yet. We're living in the past.
Fuck him.
Yeah. So luckily—
Fuck Richie McRichface.
We didn't know who he was rooting for. So when the game— because the game ended on penalty kicks. So like very, very suspenseful. And I think it went to like 9 or 10. And so he was celebrating, but since we didn't know who he was rooting for, we didn't really know. And so—
Wait, was he alone watching it off his phone celebrating?
He was with a friend, yeah.
Well, I don't like this guy.
But yeah. Messi really did come to America and just spank everyone's booties in like a month.
Yeah, but he's one of those like show-off players, you know? I think in the American League, we have more like technical players.
Mm. Really much more about the fundamentals. We don't have that Latin American flair.
We don't have that Latin American flair that Messi has.
Yeah, that's probably it.
That's cool, though. He plays for Miami, right? Mm-hmm. Feels like it was so recent that he like came to the American League. Like, I'm surprised it's already been a season plus a tournament.
Well, he came in at the end of the season, so he didn't play during the regular season. And Inter Miami was terrible, too.
Is he still on contract for the next season, or can you literally just hire people as pinch hitters for the tournament?
I don't think that's the situation. I think he's on like a year-long contract or whatever, a season-long contract once the next season starts too. I think the only thing that's weird about it is like, so the Italian League, German League, and English League all start within like 2 weeks of each other. The U.S. is, of course, they do it weird, so they just decide not to follow that same schedule, and that's why the transfer was weird.
Oh, so he had to wait to finish. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. Then transfer in. It does feel like, you know, all those like old Disney sports movies, and Dodgeball even made fun of this, where you bring in like a fancy European. The evil team always has that up their sleeve.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we brought in the like Scandinavian Dodgeball team or whatever.
Oh, she was from like some Eastern European country.
What's that character's name in Ricky Bobby?
Oh, the French guy?
Yeah.
I've actually watched that movie once, so I don't actually know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I would have thought you would have liked that movie, but yeah, the French guy.
Maybe
Pierre. Might just be so as stereotypical.
You can probably
possible.
Guess it. I do know the names of the guys from Dodgeball, because I love that scene. This is Blaze, Laser, Blazer.
Where are they from? Like, specifically, like, Norway or Sweden or something?
The one pinch hitter that he brings in is from, like, a former Soviet country. It's something like that. Like, she's from Romania or something.
That's funny. But, yeah. It feels like that's bringing Messi to America. Like, just the rich team is like, oh, yes, we have Messi now. He's just running circles around these American players.
It's absurd. That's what I was getting into, but, you know, speaking on the theme for today, I feel like Messi is a prime example of our theme for today, which is Short Kings.
Short Kings.
Short Kings, Paul. Thoughts off top.
Yeah, I feel like we should have a girl on as a guest for this episode because I feel like women have much more deep and complex opinions around short men than I or you do.
Do you think it's that complex?
I don't know if it's complex, but I think a lot of them have like a guttural, like, I don't want to date anybody shorter than me reaction, but then they have to justify it because that sounds kind of mean.
Yeah.
So I don't know. They've thought about it more than me, at least.
Mm.
But I guess you are short, so spit, King. What's going on?
I don't have strong opinions about it, to be honest. I don't really know. I did see a question where they were asking if it was immoral to not put your height on a dating profile, which I do skip out on that on Bumble. And
that's insane. How is that immoral?
Yeah, I don't know. Even to frame it, yeah, I don't know, because that was the question framed it in terms of explicit morality, which I thought was weird. You're basically lying by omission.
I don't even consider it dishonest. No. I don't know. Is there any piece of information that you could leave out of a dating profile that'd be dishonest? I don't, maybe those, like if you had like, you were on the sex offender registry.
I was going to say those weird.
If you had an STD.
Those weird profiles that you see where clearly the girl made it when she was underage and so the age doesn't match her actual age and they like make a note of that.
Oh. I always thought they just made their Facebook when they were underage. I didn't realize they were actually making the app when they were underage.
I think so, right? Isn't that what it is? You have to be at least 18, so they do that when they're like 16, and so their age says like it's 2 years older than what they actually are.
That makes sense, too. My immediate reaction was like, oh, they lied about their Facebook when they were 13, and then when they made an account based on their Facebook, like, you know, sign in with Facebook, it auto-added their age.
Oh, is that a thing?
And they were... I don't... maybe not. That was just, like, my assumption.
Mm. All right, well, enough about...
I've never asked one of those girls.
Yeah.
I've never matched with one of those girls either. I always kind of think that's a weird thing. I'm like, I'm pretty sure you could get around that and make another profile.
Pretty big red flag.
And the fact that you did it is kind of a weird, like, red flag in effort territory.
Yeah. And then my only real hot take about the whole Short King phenomenon is people who are, like, 5'9", who call themselves Short Kings. It's like, hey, buddy, leave something for the people who are actually short. Come on. Don't be doing short face.
Yeah. Don't be doing short face. But it's so funny when I walk on my knees but put my sneakers under my knees.
You know, in 100 years, our society is going to see that as offensive as other things that are offensive.
What other things are offensive?
No. Don't even want to be quoted out of context making that joke. You have a rich social life of people of many backgrounds and genders. Do you have any friends who like have a weird thing about certain people that they'll date and height wise?
I've only known one person who was explicitly I've known a lot of people. I've known a handful of people who explicitly refuse to date short people and admit to it. And I know some people who it's not that they refuse to date short people, but people shorter than them, women who won't date people shorter than them, but they will make a big point about it if they go on a date with somebody shorter than them. Like, he showed up, and guess what? He was shorter than me, which I'm fine with, but I wanted to know ahead of time.
Yeah.
And then it'll be like, the date never goes well, and I'm like, maybe it didn't go well because of your preconceived judgments.
Well, see, that's why it's immoral not to put your head on your thing. You're wasting everyone's time.
You're wasting everyone's time.
Mm-hmm. No, I think my main feeling about it can be summed up by a lyric from One Miss Cupcake. Went on a blind date.
Cupcake? Cupcake?
Is that how it's pronounced? I can see that.
I always just... like, it had two Ks, and I thought it was a bukkake joke. What? And I've always said that, and nobody else... every time I've ever said it, people go, I don't think that's how it's pronounced.
I think...
but I'm running with it. It's funny to me.
I could see it being true. She's a nasty lady, and I don't mean that in, like, a Hillary Clinton
all
way.
All she raps about is sex. And nasty sex things.
And I'm not saying that I dislike that. I love her for it. She has that one lyric or whatever about like she went on a date with somebody who was so short I had to put him in a booster. Said I had to pee and called an Uber and then left early. Hallelujah. Something like that.
It's like she listened to one Danny Brown song, but one of the like crazy sex songs and none of the emotional songs. It was like, yeah, that's what I should do. That should be my whole career.
Hey, it's working for her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I fucks with her.
I think I've mentioned to Phil before that one of my favorite rap lyrics just of all time in general is that one about when I sit on your face, I want it to be like a J. Cole album. I want to see no features. But enough about Miss Kake. Other stuff about Short Kings, Paul?
Do you ever see those couples at the grocery store? And I don't know why it's always at the grocery store that I notice this, where I'm like, they're dating because they're both like 6'3". That's mainly the reason they're dating. Anything else they have in common is peripheral to the fact that they both found somebody.
Or correlated.
As equally tall as them.
I don't know if I can say I've noticed that before.
I feel like when you see an incredibly tall woman at the grocery store, she's always with an incredibly tall man. And you're like, good for them. They're going to have a crazy child. They're going to have a little MLB player.
Yeah. MLB.
NLB.
Oh.
NBA.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I got there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you got there.
Okay. Well, I like that we could just cut that out to make it more concise, but I got to leave all of that in because you like it when I leave in mistakes.
Yeah. It was a funny little moment. We had a little chuckle. Cool. All right. Well, I guess there's not all that much to talk about in terms of, unless you have any favorite Short Kings, or were you ever worried about when you were going to hit your growth spurt when you were a kid?
I did. Never mind. I don't need to tell that story.
Wait. Come on now.
When I was like in sixth grade, I had a popular science magazine, and in the back they had like a Dick Gross ad. And it was like, is your dick under 7 inches? Well, you fucking freak. You're going to need this to get a regular size
dick. That wasn't popular science?
It wasn't that explicit. Yeah, they ran really trashy ads. And they had a full page spread about this dick pill thing. And I was like, wait, I didn't realize that I was still going to go through puberty mixed with the fact that like 7 inches was already big. Mm-hmm. But I was freaking out. And I was like, wait. Soft? And I also thought it was like the soft legs. I was like, what the fuck? I'm not even close to 7. But I was really concerned. I was like, am I going to grow? Am I going to make it? Am I going to be normal or am I going to be a freak of nature?
Damn.
Yeah, I'm glad popular science went under, I assume. I don't know. I don't actually know what happened to that magazine, but there's no way they're still around, right?
All right, cool. Do you want to get into articles?
Yeah, let's do it. Oh, by the way, I'm just going to use whatever advice column you don't.
Did you think of anything during the break? I feel like we didn't have a lot of general conversation off top.
Maybe we need to move this flipped coin from tall to short and turn it into a six-sided die or something. And, I mean, expand these variables, because I guess weight is also on that same spectrum of, like, people have, like, pretty, what would you call it? Like, immediate reactions and... Mm-hmm. Stereotypes, like very visual and immediate, and people are like, oh, it's not the same, you can control one or the other. It's like, I guess, but it's also very much the same in that it's like something you see almost immediately on a person.
Yeah, that feels like a really incel-y thing where like guys always feel like they're getting a girl when they're like, how tall are you, and you're like, how much do you weigh, or whatever. And every guy in the chat's like, yeah bro, get her.
I really don't have a strong opinion on it. Obviously, you should treat people respectfully, but like you should date who you want based on who you find attractive. Both things can be true. People are, it's one of those things that really gets people riled up.
I guess so, like you yeah.
Said, the incels online are like, get her. A woman being hypocritical, get her.
I mean, that does segue pretty nicely into my column if you want to talk about it.
Let's hear it.
All right. So I'm bringing in from Slate, Karen Feeding. This is Stacia L. Brown. This is from 2022.
Stacia L. Brown?
Yeah.
Get her.
I can't convince my son to love himself. Here we go. Dear Karen Feeding. My son, Adam, in quotes, age 18, has had a major attitude shift over the past several months. For most of his childhood, Adam was an easygoing and happy kid. Suddenly, he's become angry and resentful, specifically about his height. Adam is 5'4", certainly on the shorter size for an American male, but not in any way unusually short. He has developed a fatalistic outlook around his stature and expresses his frustration on a daily basis. Adam believes that his height is going to doom him to loneliness and will sabotage his career. He frequently rants about women who are attracted to tall men. When I responded that plenty of short men have been able to find lasting, fulfilling relationships, he argued that the women in his generation are much more shallow and have been brainwashed into only being attracted to tall men who look like models. He has expressed that he feels upset with my husband and I for not giving him taller jeans. Additionally, he's had a couple of job interviews that didn't lead to job offers, and he always says it probably went to some 6'4" Chad. It's hard to have a conversation with him where he doesn't wind up complaining about being 5'4". I know from personal experience how painful it is to experience insecurity about one's looks, but it hurts to hear him speak that way about himself and others. Adam has so many advantages in life, but he insists that he has no future in this world due to his stature. I tried to set a no negative height talk limit when he has conversations with the family, but that only lasted about a day. I've also mentioned that I'd pay for a therapist to work through his feelings about his height with him, which he shrugged off. He thinks it's pointless because a therapist can't make him taller and said, "It's condescending and unfair to expect him to accept a subpar existence." I sympathize with him, but I'm exhausted. I don't want to deal with these angry rants every time I talk to him, and I want him to have a better self-image. I think his bitterness is a self-fulfilling prophecy. However, he's an adult, so I only have so much control over him. Is there any way I can push him towards not being so angry about his height all the time?
It's condescending and unfair to expect him to accept a subpar existence. Brother, get used to being a human.
Hey, come on now.
Fucking asshole. What, he thinks other people are like... just extremely happy with everything that they're dealt in life.
They're 6'4"
like
Chad.
One variable. Yeah. Yeah, 6'4" Chad has never been unhappy or had anything bad happen to him.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really funny that he thinks the Pizza Hut job goes to people based on their height.
But if you want to be CEO, it does.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think the entry-level jobs he's going for.
I think my initial reaction to this column is like, lady, you got a bigger issue. Like, this kid's clearly going down like an alt-right pipeline. Like, I don't know if all of the signs are there, but I think it's I think he's going down a rabbit hole. I think it's going to be worse than just being sad about being short in a bit.
You're right. And it's not even like the Jordan Peterson-y, like, I can help my life rabbit hole. It's like the real black pill.
Yeah.
Doom pilled. Rabbit hole, like the real,
like, I'm surprised his mom isn't like, what,
bad?
I don't understand. He's always getting rejected by these girls and they're all named Stacy. I don't know why.
He's always ranting about fucking Stacy. I'm like, honey, just talk to Stacy.
She's just one lady. How much harm could she do in this world?
Apparently Stacy's always rejecting all these guys. I'm like, honey, how do you even know these other guys she's rejecting? And he's just ranting about this fucking bitch Stacy won't date short guys.
Is this one of those things? Can we just tell her to show him the ContraPoints video about incels?
I'm also like, did she go over at the beginning how old her son was? Oh, 18.
Yeah, 18.
So he is applying for like adult jobs. Seems like maybe he isn't in college or isn't planning to go to college.
No, that's for Chad's. He wouldn't get in.
He wouldn't get in. They should stop asking your height on those college or forms.
More specifically, I think his opinion would probably be like, I wouldn't get into the good ones, you know. Whatever I get into would be a subpar existence.
I love the part where she says he has so many advantages in life. Like, he's definitely, like, their family's rich.
Yeah, I think that's how it reads to me, too. Not rich enough to get those hormones, though. Those growth hormones.
Well, I don't think that became very common until recently. Like, if he turned 18 in 2022, it might not have been as much a trend.
Doomed by the age he was born.
Doomed by the age he was born in.
Can't they do, like, an experimental breaking his legs and lengthening them surgery?
You mean that incredibly painful thing that takes months? I don't think this kid's up for it.
I think if he's black-pilled as he is, maybe it'll be worth it.
And then if you twist an ankle, your leg breaks again immediately. Pay a girl to date him.
Yeah. Oh, get a... Oh, God, what's her name?
Sarah Jessica Parker?
No, the movie that just came out with Katniss Everdeen. What's her name?
I don't know. I thought you were doing a failure to launch joke. So that's why.
Oh, is that what that movie's about? Well, the No Hard Feelings movie that just came out with Jennifer Lawrence is the exact, that's the exact same plot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. They're the parents of a shy kid who's about to go to college. They want him to be better with women. So they hire her to like purposefully seek him out as a partner.
Oh, I do remember the trailer for that now that you've mentioned the plot. Yeah, failure to launch is the same thing. They end up falling in love.
You know, I guess when I saw that movie, I didn't immediately assume that this is a new, fresh idea, but I guess I should have known. I didn't really think that hard about it, about where I might have seen it before.
Okay, let's get back into advice for this.
Oh, yeah, for this incel.
Red pill, for this budding school shooter.
Yeah.
For this budding workplace shooter.
I mean, I think you should probably, I don't know. I don't know if therapy is useful if the person is adamantly against going to it, but I feel like you might try and push them towards that a little bit harder.
You can't force them, but it would really help in this situation. It's funny that he doesn't want to go. And like we learned from Justin recently, like therapy is meant to solve a very concrete problem in your life in a like concrete time span. And this seems like one, like my insecurity about my height is causing me tremendous amounts of like anguish. Let's work on that.
Yeah.
Build a shrink ray and make the world and everybody else smaller.
Oh, do that prank from Scrubs that they made an allusion to where JD's trying to find miniature things of everything to make Turk think that he wakes up as a giant?
Exactly.
That'd be cool. Do you think that he needs a good positive role model? Good nerd for him to see who's a short king? Who's a besides Danny DeVito?
Is Danny DeVito short? I didn't know that.
Is that a joke?
I thought you said besides Danny DeVito.
Yeah. I don't.
Why did I thought I was thinking Danny Glover in my mind. I do not know why. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. That was just like, that was my on the spectrum coming out.
Mm.
That was my dyslexia.
Oh shit. What was I going to say? You should set him up because you're clearly a rich white person with lots of connections in Hollywood. Set him up with Tina Fey's husband, who's famously shorter than Tina Fey.
Oh yeah. Which not. A lot of psychology behind that episode where she dates a
Peter Dinklage dwarf
or Peter Dinklage.
I mean, he's a good looking dude.
It is constantly mean to him about being short. I don't know what that says about her life, but I feel like it came from somewhere personal.
I'd have no idea about that.
You know, when you see those graphs of like different developing nations and like, you know, oftentimes their heights are so much shorter than ours.
Mm-hmm.
Send them to one of those.
Oh, do that thing where, like, Americans will be like, yeah, I visited China, and it was like, you know, I could see over everybody, and I'm only 5'7".
Yeah, but China's developing, so they're going to be taller than him on average pretty soon. You got to send him, like, I assume somewhere in Africa at this point where nutrition is still really low.
Do you think that you should get someone who's 6'4" to tell him about all the problems that come with being that tall?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I hit my head on a banister.
Yeah. My dick's actually really big, but, like, relatively speaking, it kind of just looks like a regular dick.
Oh, yeah. I think Shaq has said that before, or somebody who's dated
Wait,
Shaq.
Really?
Like, it's big, but it's not as big as you would expect.
That's funny. That's got to be such a blow to Shaq's ego.
I mean, I love that it's, like, it's still big.
Don't get me wrong. Like, obviously.
Like, obviously. But, like, proportionally, it's not, like, as big as you would say.
Yeah.
This is why we need another war. These people need to just go off and find glory in battle.
Mm.
That's how they'll get meaning in life.
Yeah. Another just one.
Yeah.
Don't be sending them to Vietnam or whatever. All right, yeah, I don't think we have that much to say. I'm still, again, worried about the alt-right pipeline. Maybe get them some of that stuff, too, besides just the you're going to be okay despite your height thing. But
you said ContraPoints. Hasn't she specifically mentioned she doesn't like being called, like, the person who fixes alt-right people and really, like, wanted to move away from that as her
I was about brand. To say, if she does, then, I mean, her branding was very antithetical to that message for a long-ass time. Every news article that, like, interviewed her was, like, the de-radicalization queen.
Yeah, I think it was other people's branding of her, and I think she kind of got a little bit, like, I don't know, it seemed like she took issue with that at some point. But maybe I'm wrong, I don't know.
All right, never mind, show him an Andrew Tate video.
Show him an Andrew Tate video. Mm-hmm. Is he short? No, he must be tall.
I think he's regular sized.
He's regular sized.
Yeah.
That's why they call him regular sized Andrew.
Like, that was before.
Yeah.
Is that why he moved to Romania? Is because he wanted to look taller?
Telling you, it's a good idea.
Yeah. It definitely wasn't to escape legal trouble in the UK.
No, I think it was to traffic women, because in Romania he could like open his like cam empire, mm-hmm. and get like drugged out Eastern European women to sit in a room for 24 hours.
And look at that, he got that job without being a 6'4" Chad.
Wow. Inspirational.
Inspo. All right, let's see what Karen Feeding has to say about this. Dear Height Plight, if Adam's an adult, then no, you can't push him toward height positivity. The best you can do at this point is to counter each of his sentiments with solution-oriented questions. Things like, you're right, Adam, a therapist can't make you taller. But it's clear that you could use some strategies for coping with the fact that you can't get taller. What kinds of strategies can you come up with on your own? If he's disinclined to brainstorm, suggest again that he seek the help of someone who can steer him in the right direction. It would be good for Adam to be reminded that many things about our physical appearance and stature are beyond our control. But in situations where we are capable of managing our mental health, nearly everything about our outlook and attitude are within our control. Adam needs an attitude adjustment, one that decenters height and emphasizes confidence. That's the sort of undertaking that requires daily practice. It doesn't sound like that will be easy for him to implement without some help, so it may be a good idea to revisit the idea of therapy. It will be his decision whether or not he wants to go, but encouraging him is the best step for you to take right now, as it seems that you may have exhausted your efforts to motivate him by yourself. Best wishes to you both. Yeah, so basically just go to therapy.
Yeah, that was kind of a non-answer. I feel like even our jokes had more substance than that.
Yeah. Also, while we were doing a drink break, I saw Aisha Khan put out a new newsletter, but her last one, all about the errors in Western thinking of everyone needs to go to therapy thought. Aisha Khan would have a big issue with this answer.
Yeah, I don't have too much to say. It felt like they were on autopilot. Honestly, I think an AI could have come up with this if you'd given them enough slate answers.
Mm. Okay. All right. Well, can't you just, like, stretch them out?
get one of those medieval torture devices? Honey, it's going to hurt. So you say when.
Yeah.
Also, you have the Olive Garden waiter. Grating some Parmesan cheese. Just say what.
Yeah, exactly.
Just say what.
Also, how is no one given the classic advice of, like, only have friends who are shorter than you, so when you go out, you look taller?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Always have an apple box.
But he would need friends first.
Ooh, come on now, Paul. He's got friends on the message boards. Cool. All right, do you want to move on to your article?
So Adrian, I actually did a little bit of work to use a publication that we don't usually pull from. Karen Feeding's a little lazy, but whatever. Got practicalwedding.com. This is an article by Liz Moorhead, and it's Dear, A Practical Wedding. My fiancé and I have been together for 3 years. I assume that's ungendered fiancé. I'm 5'3", and he's a he. I'm 5'3", and he's 5'5 and a half. Since we're both short, height has never been an issue for us.
Oh, I do love that. It is a classic short guy thing to use halves. You gotta get every half inch you can get.
I'm 5'10 and 3/4, brother, if you want to know the truth.
But you don't say 5'11, you say 5'10?
I always used to say 5'10 because I felt that it was more honest. But then one time I said that to somebody, like a friend of mine, and he got upset because he was like, no, you're taller than me, and I'm 5'10. You're 5'11. And I was like, okay, maybe I should move to 5'11. I don't know.
People have so many strong opinions about these things.
Since we're both short, height has never been an issue for us. When I wear my usual heels, we're about the same. At most, maybe I'm an inch or so taller. As a bridal gift, my grandma gave me these absolute beautiful Jimmy Choo high heels to wear to my wedding. I love them, and they are definitely not something I'd be able to afford for myself, so they're a true luxury for me. The only problem is that they'd make me about 3 to 4 inches taller than my fiancé. Oh, that time they used fiancé, not fiancex, 1E. So, okay. I know it wouldn't matter to a lot of people, but I can already hear all the annoying comments people making about me being taller than him. When we first started dating, a lot of people would say things like, OMG, I couldn't imagine dating someone under 6 feet. You guys are like the same size. Also, they accidentally used the inches, like double.
Yeah, that's why I assumed they were talking about penises the first time.
Yeah, let me read that how they wrote it. OMG, I couldn't imagine dating someone under 6 inches. Me either,
girl. I also couldn't.
Actually, I couldn't. It would be really fun. Keep them in your pocket.
I could, yeah, because when my partner gets turned into a worm, but I still love them, so I keep them around.
Plus, how potentially awkward the photos could look if I'm towering over him. I'm thinking about asking him to wear platform shoes or those inserts for his shoes to make him taller, but I'm worried he might be offended or feel like I don't like him for him. But I'm also afraid if I don't wear the shoes, it might hurt my grandma's feelings. I'm the first granddaughter to get married, and this wedding is a huge deal for her. My fiancé is very comfortable and confident with himself and his height now, but I know he was made fun of for it in the past, and I'd hate to be the reason those feelings come back for him. So would I be an asshole if I asked?
Obviously, I don't believe this, and I don't use language like this, but how cool is this grandma for getting her granddaughter fucking stripper heels for her wedding? She's gonna be disappointed if I don't wear these goddamn huge-ass heels.
Why did she get her such big heels? How tall did she say they were?
Well, we can extrapolate based on the math, right? They'd make me 3 to 4 inches taller than my fiancé, and she's already starting from a 2.5-inch gap, so these are, what, 6 inches?
Yeah, that's too high. Six inches is like a big heel. That is like a lot of heel for a wedding.
What is the biggest heel that they make? Assuming you're not like doing a Lady Gaga at an award show thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that like what is the biggest they make for a regular consumer size? I don't know at all. But that seems like, right? That seems like the biggest one regular people try to walk in, right?
Yeah.
We're really treading on some mansplaining territory here. Feel like a woman could really educate our asses.
Probably. Not interested in that, though. Okay, going on with the question. I mean, the inserts inside of his shoes feel like a pretty discreet option.
It seems like it's her problem right now, not his. Maybe she
doesn't want to make it his problem.
Yeah, but she's worried. Like, what if she just wore the heels? Would he actually care? That's my question. She never acknowledged that. Would it bother anybody but her?
Oh, yeah, I think she said that they would get comments from other people for sure, and that she's already like pre-annoyed by that.
Yeah, but I mean, it bothers her that they're going to get comments. She said he's a confident king. He doesn't care.
Could bring back bad memories for him.
Well, that's why she has to talk to him and find out if this is like...
Communicate with your partner. My name's Paul. I have the most original advice.
Okay, you're right. You're right. Hit him with a shrink ray.
I say you
ray.
Get him the same heels.
Yeah. You already called him your fiance. If he won't wear heels, you're just playing out here. You're just pretending to be woke by using the phrase fiance, but you're not a real one.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Mm. Pride in Charlotte this week. Shout out to Pride.
Shout out to Pride.
I didn't go and do anything for it.
But you didn't stop him.
Spiritually, I was there with them.
It's the most important thing. You didn't try and stop them.
I mean, I did call the cops on a noise ordinance on a party, but other than that, I did nothing to try to stop them. That was a joke. I would never call the cops for anything unless somebody was literally in my house.
Who was gay?
Get 'em, boys.
Get 'em, boys.
Well, no, I'd be calling the strippers who dress up as cops. Adrian.
Mm. Did I ever? I think I've told you that before about the opener for Hannibal Buress at USC when I went to go see him in college, who just had this terrible, super long bit about just how funny would it be if a policeman was gay, right? And then he just did a gay voice and said policeman things. And he was like, isn't that just silly? It's like, oh God, Hannibal, this is who you're co-signing?
Yeah. And also, like, all these kids on their cell phones, like, gay French kings.
Ooh, come on now.
I've been working on that bit, though. Make sure to cut it out. I don't want that getting out there before I'm ready to do it on stage.
Of course. Okay, any other actionable advice for this person? Can't you just wear the high heels at, like, the reception as opposed to the wedding? I don't know much about weddings, but aren't those things where you sometimes do a costume change?
I think that's the opposite. At the reception, you wear flat shoes so that you can dance. At the wedding, you wear the the shoes you want to be seen in for photos.
Just to walk around in. I see.
That would be so hilarious to do a costume change to higher heels for dancing.
That's kind of cool. I don't know. I think, like you said, you haven't established that this is actually an issue for him. Comments from other people, I don't know. You can always ignore those.
And he could stand on a milk carton for the actual ceremony.
Yeah. A milk carton.
I think he's going to squish crate. That.
Okay.
That's what they
he's
stand
gonna,
on.
Not only is he not going to get any taller, he's going to be not helping that missing child get found.
I step on him. Stepped on him.
Yeah, I mean, I kept saying apple box because I think that's what they do in Hollywood, but a milk crate works good too.
Apple bottom jeans?
Shorty had them apple bottom jeans.
Lifts are such a, like, I don't live a short man's life. I don't know how it works. It seems like it would scream insecurity to me, and that's why even if I was short, I wouldn't want to wear them, because at that point, you're admitting to the world how insecure you are about your height.
I mean, is that it, or do you just want the pictures to come out looking a little bit more even? I don't know. There are height differences all the time with, like, people. There, you ever see those couples where it's, like, the 5-foot girl with, like, the 6-foot-4 dude?
No. I mean, I guess I've seen that.
I don't, I saw that a lot in college.
A specific photo or just in general, the phenomena?
The phenomena.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I guess I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way that person's putting on heels that are going to, like, make up the difference. Like, I don't know, like, height differences exist. It's not that crazy.
Exactly. I don't think it's that big a deal, but she's worried about these comments. I think just whatever comments you think you're going to get really does not fucking matter.
Hmm.
So we haven't suggested using one of those rooms that warps perspective of your wedding venue.
I mean, that's a given. That's an implicit part of all advice that we give.
Get Peter Jackson to direct your wedding.
Mm.
I need you to do some of that Gandalf with the Hobbits tricks for me and my husband.
This is one of those things where the feedback mechanism on Reddit really gets to work very quickly. And so it's noticed that I've shown some interest in the Photoshop subreddit, where people will specifically ask for, like, hey, can you get this out of this photo or whatever? I'll tip you. So yeah, there's always just edited after the fact, you know, cut them out of the picture, put them up a little bit higher, make them levitate.
Make him levitate.
Ooh, his pants for the reception or for the ceremony should be those levitating pants that Chris Angel has.
All right, you ready for the answer?
Yeah, sure. I don't think we got much else to say.
Answer, yes, you would. Can you even imagine the pack of wild dogs these commenters would be if, say, your situation was reversed? Your male partner was asking you to fudge something about your appearance so he wouldn't have to hear any comments about it, but you can still wear the shoes, even if you just pick and choose when. Very few brides wear just a single pair of shoes over the course of a long-ass wedding, particularly if they're, one, expensive, or two, have a very high heel. This shoe is both. Get some snaps of your neatly pedicured toes peeking out of them. Make sure to gushingly point out the shoes to grandma when you're at the reception. Snap something good for Instagram. If a good shoe doesn't get likes, did it even happen? Then slip them off when it's time for portraits together. If anyone even asks why they're not on your feet, no one will. Duh, they hurt. If they are in fact this tall, that will not be a lie. Of course, you want to wear these shoes.
That's my
advice. Hey, true. I still think the timing of when you switch shoes doesn't make sense, but whatever. Who snaps photos after a reception? The reception goes into night.
I don't know, man. I know nothing about weddings.
Of course, you want to wear these shoes not just for your grandma's sake. We don't need to be coy. They're amazing Jimmy Choos. The choice here isn't offending mom versus offending your partner. It's not even hot shoes versus offending your partner. The problem is the same one we all have to face on some level in some way. The image perfect wedding of your dreams versus how things are in reality. Wear the shoes some or all of the day. Don't insult your partner, but let go of the idea that everything needs to look a certain way or that you can avoid rude comments from people.
That was actually probably a better answer than what we did.
Yeah. Shout out to Liz Moorhead.
Featured in Jezebel, Refinery 29, and the Washington Post.
Ooh, two of those don't suck.
All right, anything else about that?
Yeah, you want to get into our third segment?
Let's do it, bruh.
Isn't it one of those things, Adrian, where like in the NBA, it's like if you're 7 feet tall, you have like some ridiculous percent chance of playing in the NBA?
Is that true?
Yeah, there's like some fact about that. Famously sport for tall people, so everybody always comments on it when there's like a point guard or a really good player who's short, you know, in quotation marks, gets commented on by everybody. So Paul and Adrian are going to look at one of those lists of the most surprisingly short actors, Tom Cruise being like, I think the example, like the foremost example of somebody who is way shorter than they let on in this movie. So we're going to find one of those lists.
I think it's,
and we're
it's
gonna
even
draft.
More common than that. I feel like there's so many people where I hear about them talking about a celebrity or something, and the comment is either like, oh, they're taller than they look in person, or they're shorter than they look on TV or whatever.
Yeah. And we're going to draft our 3v3 basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian, you want to pull up a list with me?
We're both doing it? What are the positions? Also, what am I looking
for? We could do a whole team, right? It's usually five people on the court.
Yeah, it's only five, yeah.
Do we want to do a full five? I just didn't know if there would be enough for us to actually...
You don't think there are 10 short celebrities?
Okay, let's do it. It's usually five people on the court.
Yeah, I am going to say this, though. I don't know exactly what qualities you're supposed to have for each position, but we're going to do it anyways. I want a short power forward.
All right, Adrian, up first. We got Billy Joel at 5'5".
Billy Joel. Okay, what do we know about him and his basketball skills?
I don't know. He's good with his fingers. Probably do that trick where where he spins a ball on one of his fingers.
Okay, like a Harlem Globetrotter type thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's what Billy Joel looks like. I forgot for a second. He doesn't look particularly athletic.
No.
I can't say, you know, I'm not going to give out my strategy, but I'm not necessarily eyeing him, to be honest.
Next up, we got Jon Stewart at 5'6". He seems like one of those Jewish New Yorkers who probably played a crazy amount of basketball growing up.
You think he's like a Lil Dicky type thing?
I think he had a Lil Dicky type thing going on.
I can't remember what it was. I think it was his first tour vlog where Lil Dicky really made sure to show everybody that he could really hoot.
Yeah. Definitely no insecurity about his nerdiness going on.
Yeah. I mean, I think he'd be a joy to have around. I think he could be a leader in the locker room, which I think is what you're going to need. And he's going to give a great speech at halftime.
Yeah. Where he calls out the other team on their hypocrisy and bullshit.
Their bullshit mountain.
Next up, we have Tom Hollander.
No, wait, this is a... You're allowed to just add an ER to someone else's famous name and then become famous?
That's how he did it. He's actually Tom Holland's father.
Oh, you're Tom Holland? Well, I'm Tom Hollander. You know this guy? Who's this guy?
I know him from White Lotus, which I know you haven't watched.
Oh, yeah, I've been meaning to get to that. He looks like a fancy boy. I don't think he balls.
You think he's a fancy boy?
I'll say this. I think he plays too clean for the style of basketball that I want my team to employ.
Next up, we have America Ferrera. I really know her by name more than I know any of her work. Are you an America Ferrera fan?
Is she Ugly Betty?
Oh, is that? Oh, she is.
Okay, she's got a long storied career. I thought, did she not have like a cheerleading movie or something? She has an athletic movie under her belt.
You're probably talking about the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Yeah, exactly. That's a lot of traveling. You gotta be a Ugly Betty, Real Women Have Curves, How to Train Your Dragon. Hold up. It was early in her career, but I think she's got some athleticism to her. I think she could really hoop.
We got Lucy Liu at 5'3".
This one's one of those things where she's like a slightly older celebrity where I don't actually know what she's from or what she does or what her skill sets are.
I was going to say, I know her as a celebrity, but I don't think I know what she's from.
Yeah, so I don't know if I can evaluate her hooping skills.
A lot of these are women, which it's like, it's usually men that I'm surprised to learn are short. I don't know if that's offensive, but...
Ooh, here we go. Danny Trejo at 5'6". That's what I need. I need somebody with that dog in him.
Oh, you just skipped over Vanessa Hudgens at 5'1". I didn't know Danny Trejo was 5'6", though.
Yeah, I think it's all going to be women and Latinos.
Vanessa Hudgens had the perfect combo, is what you're saying.
Same thing with America Ferrera. They've been the shortest on this list. Did you want to recruit Vanessa Hudgens? Do we need to go over that?
I mean, I don't have much to say about her. Hey, next up, we got a Brit. We got a good old Brit. We got Martin Freeman at 5'4".
Oh, what does he do?
I know him from the Sherlock show and also from Love Actually.
Okay, and both of those, he plays a basketball player?
No, but he does seem like one of those short guys who's really athletic.
Do you think there's any chance one of these lists is going to have Wesley Andrews from our high school on it? Because I would love to have him on our team. On my team.
I don't know. Has he made it big?
I don't know. He's got a kid now.
Do you know who Emilio Estevez is? Because I think, maybe if I Google him, I'll know what he's from, but I don't know him.
I know the name, not the guy.
Oh, he's the cool kid from The Breakfast Club. Yeah, let's include him.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Now he looks like a car insurance salesman.
How do you feel about the fact that he's 5'7 and made this list of surprisingly short people?
I think I told you that like 5'7 is about where I draw. I think 5'6 is actually maybe where I draw the line. I think maybe even 5'5. Actually, yeah, I don't like that. Technically, this is about expectation versus reality. So technically, there could be someone who's like 6 foot who like everyone thinks is 6'4". But so in that technicality, he can make the list. But I don't think 5'7 is actually short.
Next up, I'm going to say three in a row, just kind of put them together because they're all people we know. But
yeah,
Avril Lavigne at 5'2", Lady Gaga at 5'1". Kourtney Kardashian at 5'.
At 5'0".
Yeah.
I'm the same. Damn, I'm taller than Kim Kardashian. I didn't know that. Oh, Kourtney. Oh, I didn't even think Kourtney was the... Oh, she's the other one. Right. Okay. Let's see. Avril Lavigne, I don't think... I don't think a Canadian has the attributes that I'm looking for my team.
Kourtney Kardashian was famously married to an NBA player, right? Does that transfer?
You think they probably went one-on-one a couple times?
Yeah, did he teach her a couple things?
Probably. I don't know what to say about Lady Gaga. I didn't know she had a trumpet tattoo on the inside of her arm. That's kind of cool. I don't think it's going to help her on the court.
Yeah, shout out Lady Gaga. She always seems like she's had cool opinions on stuff. Not the Katy Perry where it seems like she's secretly racist but doesn't want anybody to know.
Well, she's Italian. She can't be racist. She's a POC.
That's true.
Speaking of which, is there a correlation between people who use stage names short people? Because we've had John Leibowitz and what's Lady Gaga's real name? Italian
first
name.
First name Lady, last name Gaga.
No. Her real name is like an aggressively Italian name. It's like, what is it? Like Stephanie Guangione.
I thought you meant like Pizza Party, Romeo and Juliet. Rob Schneider. At 5'3".
Rob Schneider, I don't want him on my team. I don't like his energy.
I don't either. Kevin Hart at 5'2".
Okay, Paul, it was part of your strategy that you're just going to pick the black guys you think are probably into basketball?
I feel like you just said that because that's your strategy. Don't try to put that on me.
Hey, that's not my strategy. You can look at my list. I ain't got no black people on my list right now. Not because I don't want them on the team.
Nick Jonas is 5'6".
I don't want a diabetic on the team. We only have room for one.
Do you just know every famous diabetic? Is that something like you look up? Or do they talk about it on the forums?
He's all over the Dexcom commercials. So, you know, it's a small list. You don't have to look it up. It comes out.
Joe Pesci him is 5'4".
Chaim? I don't know. Who the other ones?
Oh, Chaim? All three of the sisters? Or
I think just one of them. Joe Pesci?
Yeah.
Joe Pesci, he might have that kind of energy that I need in my team. A little light in the melanin to be a baller. I don't know about that.
I'll go through the rest of them a little bit quicker. We have Amy Poehler, Reese Witherspoon, and Selma Hayek, all between 5'2 and 5'1.
Amy Poehler, I might need her, like, coke energy. I think if I can get her back on the drugs, I might let her onto the team.
Mm-hmm,
Reese
mm-hmm.
Witherspoon, I just saw last night, because apparently, so Messi was, his opposition was Nashville, the MLS team from Nashville. And apparently Reese Witherspoon owns, like, part of the team, so she, like, was there at the beginning. Pierce was saying, like, oh, that's Reese Witherspoon or whatever, and I was like, no way, like, she's, like, a older celebrity, right? And apparently she's just aged very well. Because I was in disbelief. I was like, I feel like I heard about Reese Witherspoon. Like, she was old when I was a kid, but she's looking good.
Reese Witherspoon seems like when she was young, she pitched herself as like, I'm a cool girl you can drink a beer with and watch a football game with. So I think she might be athletic.
Oh, that's a good point. She has that like competitive edge or whatever.
I think she might have something there. Selma Hayek seems like the opposite. She seems like the type who was always like, yeah, I don't get those men in their sports.
The guys in their sports ball.
Fellas, they always care about these violent things, you know? I just don't get it.
Yeah, I can see that. I don't want to give away all of my strategies of who I'm picking, but I don't know if Hayek's going to make it. All right, let's see. We got Zoe Kravitz, who is 5'2". We have Kim Kardashian, who's also 5'2". So, huh? If you want to have a whole... You could have three Kardashians in your... Well, no, the other one's tall, right?
I don't know.
Let's see. I don't really have strong opinions about Kristen Bell, but if you do, she's 5'1".
Mm.
Which makes me think that Dax Shepard isn't that tall, because he doesn't look that much taller than her. He's about a head taller than her. I don't know if I've said this on record on the pod, but least likable couple for me. Least likable couple in terms of Adrian's opinions. I find them both insufferable. Oh, Anna Kendrick is 5'2". Nothing to say about Anna Ken?
Nothing to say about Anna Ken. I bet you she's good at sports. I don't know why I feel like she would be. She looks like she played soccer in high school.
She does all that singing and dancing on stage, which takes a lot of breath control. You know, I think she's probably got some conditioning in her. I think with the right skill set, you could make her into a pretty good defensive player. With the right amount of coaching, which is what I'm here to do.
Oh, you're not just looking at where they are now. You're looking at what you can craft them into.
Oh, I thought this was a thing where we were like going to take 6 months and then have our teams play each other. Like they were going to be in like a boot camp where I got to train them first.
Gotcha. That makes a lot of sense. Okay.
I mean, you give me any five players and if you give me some time with them, I can get them into a cohesive team. But I have to break them down in their individual egos. I need those completely lost before I can build them back up together.
Okay. Okay.
Which is also why I have to be worried about whether or not, you know, it's like the movie Spirit. You know, you don't want a horse that you can't break, which you need to do. So that's what you have to keep that in mind for some of the people that you're looking at. Like Natalie Portman, 5'3". I think she'd probably be good for the team, but I don't think I could break that. I don't think I could break down her spirit. Rashida Jones, 5'4".
Mm-hmm.
Olsen twins are 5'0". And let's see if there's anyone else interested.
Wait, do you get them as a twofer on your team? Do you get to put six people
on
the court?
No, you don't get to put six. You have to take up two positions. But maybe that twin link, maybe that's going to do something for you in the game. Okay, let's see. A couple more people.
Seth Green at 5'4".
Ooh.
Frankie Muniz also at 5'4".
He does like racing, though. He's not like athletic.
Ken Jeong. At 5'4". Does he pronounce it Jung? Ken Jung?
I think so.
Bruno Mars at 5'5".
Ooh.
David Spade at 5'5". Elliot Page at 5'1".
You got Ariana Grande at 5'0".
Ooh. Jason Alexander at 5'5". And Elijah Wood at 5'6".
Ooh. Jason Alexander. Jenna Ortega, Wednesday Adams herself, 5'1". Or just under 5'1", actually.
Cool. Okay. You want to draft teams?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do flip a coin, Google. Do you want heads or tails?
I'll do tails.
You want me to share my screen to make sure that there's honesty?
No, I trust you.
I like that Google does it for you. Ooh, tails.
Yeah, it is fun.
All right, Adrian, it's all you, buddy. Who are you drafting?
I'm quickly reading about basketball positions to figure out which ones I think. I'm sure Drake is probably going to have opinions about... who we end up drafting for our team and what position we put them in. All right, I'm ready to go.
Okay, cool.
All right, so if I'm going first, I'm going to put Ariana Grande at the one. She's going to be my point guard. I think she's going to be a good ball handler, and I think she's going to be a good passer. And most importantly, I think she has spent a lot of her career trying to cosplay as black, and I think that might try and help her with motivation for the basketball game.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to put Elliot Page on the same place.
Okay, Elliot Page, the one.
I don't know why. Feel like maybe it has to do with that movie Whip It. They give off athletic vibes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think they're probably fast and nimble on the court.
Okay, cool. I've got Anna Kendrick at the two. Apparently, that's a position shooting guard where you need to... those are your people who are going to be hitting your threes, I think. Mm. And I don't know... There's something about Anna that says that, like, she can hit him from downtown. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll do that position next, and I'm going to put Seth Green there. I don't know why. Seems like he has ups. Can't explain it.
So.
I feel like that man can jump.
Okay. You think white man can jump?
Yeah.
All right. At the three, I've got Amy Poehler. But like I said before, like a coked out Amy Poehler. Like, I'm going to get her back on the train. coked out Amy Poehler is going to be my small forward. I think we need that versatility, and I think what we need even more than versatility at that position is unpredictability, and I think coked out Amy Poehler is the one. You just don't expect it from her.
The small forward, what are their characteristics? What am I looking for here?
Considered the most versatile of the main five positions. Versatility is key for their nature of their role, which resembles that of a shooting guard more often than that of a power forward.
Okay, I'm putting Reese Witherspoon there. For the logic that I pitched earlier, she seems like she has a real... I would be good at sports. I can keep up with the fellas vibe.
I also purposely didn't pick. Maybe I did. I can't remember all these heights, but I kind of stuck to the ones who we would like most definitively put into the short bin. I didn't pick someone who was like 5'6 or something like Elijah Wood.
5'4 for Seth Green is my tallest right now.
All right. At the four, I've got John Stewart, baby. Like I said, he's got those intangibles that I want, and I think he can really be our main man.
I was going to say, at the logic you had, I was thinking about putting Johnny Stewart there, but I just felt like he's not going to get along with the team. He's too much of a... He's going to take the ball and go home. I think this might break your team dynamic, but you know what? You know you. You
really,
know what you're
doing. Oh, no. I think John Stewart's an indie or a Democrat darling. I think Amy Poehler, Anna Kendrick, and Ariana Grande probably all like him.
Power forward. Okay, that's where I'm going with Kevin Hart, because I think he's famously great at basketball. He always plays in the all-star game. I think he's going
to
be...
Oh, is that true? I didn't know that. That would have been a good thing to know.
Yeah. I think he loves doing that. That's like one of his things. He's always in the celebrity all-star game.
I think the other thing about Stewart is that he's good with debate, and I feel like that's kind of what that position's about, is you need that footwork in the paint, you know, and he's got that.
Yeah, what I like about Kevin Hart is that I think he's good at basketball. And I think that position, you really got to be good at basketball.
No, I don't know who I've never seen these people play basketball. I'm not going to cheat and pick someone who I know is good at basketball. Okay, and then I think I kind of telegraphed this when I saw his name on the list, but I need somebody with that dog in him at the big man position. At the five, I got Trejo, Danny Trejo.
Ooh, damn it. I was going to try to get Trejo. That's the first one we've had a colliding interest in.
I think I got to get him in there, man. I don't know what to say. I think he can be a main man in there. This is also usually the tallest player on the court. And I think Danny Trejo might have been like 5'5 or something.
He was 5'6.
Ooh, okay, never mind. I guess I was antithetical to what I said before about not trying to pick any like actually kind of tall people.
I'm going to pick Martin Freeman.
I don't know if this is how it works in basketball, but assuming that our centers have to go up against each other or might like defend each other, I think Danny Trejo's gonna fuck it. I think he's gonna have one up on Martin Freeman.
I think Martin Freeman's scrappier than you think.
You think he's gonna be able to hold his own?
Yeah, I think Danny Trejo, he's a firecracker, but Martin Freeman's a real scrappy player.
Okay, all right, I got him singing. All right, I think that wraps up the third segment.
I just think Martin Freeman has a real, like, he has a real high basketball IQ. You know what I'm saying?
And then Danny Trejo, it's like those fast twitch muscles that he has.
Yeah.
That's what makes him good at the, you know, like, the more athletic part. You know, he's very powerful.
Yeah, the fast twitch muscle. And that brings me to my big fact. Shout out to our boy Bill Burr. Love you, man.
And then my no cap is, what did we even learn today? Short people are cute, man. It's cute to be short. You have a little button nose. You look like a little adorable little boy.
Oh, yeah.
Come on now.
Get a little cutie.
Yeah.